I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians in Myanmar are suffering intense persecution, but God is moving. World Mission's Greg Kelly says they heard of a Buddhist priest who'd gathered a mob to attack a Christian family's home with huge rocks.
When the sun came up and the villagers came expecting to see 9 corpses, they found people who were coming out of that home, and they said, "We forgive you." And that supernatural gesture of forgiving people who tried to kill you the night before had 4 people receive Jesus.
Pray that believers in Myanmar would stay strong in their faith, regardless of persecution. Next, for over 150 million vulnerable children around the world, hope is a luxury. Every day is a fight to survive. River Cross is a ministry of Transworld Radio, and Cindy Findlay says they're sharing stories that point to the hope found in Christ with these kids who are in desperate situations.
All of the kids are kids who have been orphaned or are on the street and experiencing war, are refugees, and then it's just the stories of these kids, and we deal with the brutal realities that they experience, except we do it through the lens of gospel hope.
And finally, Christmas is just around the corner, and AMG International is marking the season with a supplementary gift to their sponsored children called Bundles of Love. Tassos Ioannidis of AMG says,
"It's a very special Christmas present that reminds them in a very tangible way that there are people who care for them and love them. It's also a very special opportunity because when we do this project, families and community members are invited."
And that means whole communities have a chance to hear the gospel. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is giving away the book In My Father's House by Ruth Dineker Erdell. These are stories that are written by a woman for a woman to help you in your faith walk. Get your free copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.